So middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Chaf. Shin Chaf is the halachas of Schita. This is Daf Kuf Mem Dalam and Aleph. Halachas of squeezing out on Shabbos. Middle of Sif Aleph by the words of Rama Hagah. Says Rama, Mokim Shinogu Lischit. So we spoke about the difference between olives and grapes and other types of fruits. It says Rama, but Mokim Shinogu Lischit is a Paris Lishtas Maimab. Now, in a place where the custom is to squeeze out certain fruits to drink its juice, because when they're thirsty or when for the delight, then has the same halacha like the berries and the pomegranates. But if people don't generally drink those that juice, they just do it for like medicinal purposes. Then there's no concern, and then it's like other fruits where you can squeeze it out, no problem. And because of that, now this is specifically to squeeze out that's forbidden. But you're allowed to suck out with your mouth min ha'anovim from the grapes, hamashke shebehem, the juice that's inside of it. Choshkim b'shar dvarim, and b'shar by other things, that's b'seishim in the name of the shebeleket. Now, b'yesh eisun, some say it's forbidden limtzitz b'fer, to squeeze out with your mouth ma'anovim from grapes, or grapes, b'hem, a similar type of thing, that's a grace. Ma'am ni perichaval. Says the b'shabur, sivkat l'ches. B'mokim shenaga b'chulu. The place where the custom is to squeeze out other fruits to drink its juice, then has halacha like the berries and the pomegranates, which some people do, and therefore has a certain level of stringency. Mashma, it sounds like the boisim malkam aser. So it sounds like when you say malkam shenagu, in that place it's forbidden. But if shama kaim, it's other places where they don't generally drink that juice, sure it's permitted. However, ach in derech lohay lechamashka shalaperes. But if the norm is to transport the beverage of those fruits in makam lamakam, from place to place, meaning they export it out to other places, the asabachal oilam, that's forbidden in the whole world. Because this old huladas Ramah, according to the Pin Ramah, Magin Abraham, Herach Ben Zed, the Marach Bam is very lengthy on this. Maskanasa, his conclusion is, Dim Noidal, and there is no Tosh of Ezim Makam. That in a certain place, Nagul Lusach, El Mashka, their custom is to squeeze it out for its beverage. Now, even those who have the custom, Hurak mixes Miyad, it's only some of the people, Machmash, Eshlam Peresab, because they have so much fruits. And what are they going to do with it? So they make juice out of it. But it's not a whole city. It's forbidden because of this to squeeze these types of fruits in all places. Right. So it's not like Ramo who says only in that place. Ramo also writes the Davka B'inyan, it's only in the situation that if the whole world had so much of these fruits, like this location, they would also squeeze it with the Jews. But if that wasn't the case, and then we say these people that are doing it, their consciousness is nullified, and we don't consider that significant. Now, peers. Not allowed to squeeze them. Because in Germany, they squeeze and they make juice out of it. If the whole world had so much peers, they would also squeeze and make juice. But regarding fruits that's not the norm anywhere, to squeeze it out and make juice out of it. But you're not allowed to squeeze it out. Even if you want the juice, but not like we said in the Mechaber previously in this sif. But that's the Bach. Depending on the Bach, is also listed shumpri. No, not squeeze any fruit. Elm kavanasa yiraklamatik apri. Only if your intention is you're squeezing out, because when you squeeze it, it sweetens the fruit. Avalameima. But if you want the juice, aser, it's forbidden because you can. Aminik, he writes that that's the custom. Vayim be'alach shbe'an. Look at be'alach that we explained. The medina make alach ein lachmer. They don't be stringent regarding this. And loy b'mokam shmog lachmer. Unless if it's in a place where the custom is to be stringent, then ein lachal, then don't be lenient. Now, even the place where the custom is to be stringent regarding other fruits, that's specifically we're squeezing it for the purposes of the beverage. But if you're squeezing it in a plate to dip the food into it, sorry, that's permitted, because that doesn't make it into a beverage. But regarding olives and grapes, which are the most stringent ones, they're forbidden even if that's in such a situation, if that's your intention. So cut and test. So the Ramah had said, in the place where the custom is to squeeze out whatever different types of fruits to drink its juice, so then it has the halacha dina ketut merimoinim, like the berries and the pomegranates, which have like a middle stage type of a category, as we said previously in the sif. Now, but tapuchamat kahayoyim, says Mishbura, in his times, apples, as of today, Gam can din the kitud mirimayim. Also has a locha like pomegranates and berries, meaning in that status. Which a sharetzian says, "Oysu beis this from the chayyadim." Says, "Look at be a locha the maschadinoi." Why? It says mishabrua. The yesh mekayim mishenagul lischem memarbe. There are places that the custom is to squeeze out much of the juice from the apples, like we know apple juice. Achamat tepuch mavushal. But if the apple is cooked, the seichet she eats a man and he's squeezing it because he wants the juice to come out. Sorry, that's permitted. The seichet called loichal memeno because he's squeezing out all the food from it. Sivkat yud muta limtzis b'chulu. So the Ramah had said, but you'll have to squeeze out, you'll have to suck out with your mouth the grapes. Mitam, the reason is that's not the way of squeezing out in your mouth. That's usually squeeze it with your hands or a tool. Anything that's not the norm, but Gazerbai, they didn't make a decree regarding such a case. Now, even though you're not allowed to nurse from an animal, you're not allowed to suckle. I feel a bit pivy when your mouth comes to mukhl come on, like it's obvious later on, Simon Shem Chav Ches, Siv, Lamed, Gimel, where there, the Shulchan Aruch writes that they only permitted to suckle milk from an animal because it's a situation of pain. The Rabbanu were not great. It sounds like in the situation where there's no tzar, you know, I'll do this. It says, Mishmur Hasam over there, Yenikim and Abahim in the Shinagama. Suckling from the animal is not a total aberration. The Derech called Bachaylin, because every living creature suckles. I will hach, but over here, it's not the norm to do schita like that because they weren't geyser when you're sucking it out with your mouth. Sivkan yiralv. And b'cholshkin b'shodim, I'm sure by other things, k'yajunasin basa b'marak. Let's say put meat in juice, or pas b'yayin, or bread and wine. Who might say somebody's sucking it out, the b'lavachi, where anyways, ain't b'shidas m'shim b'chiv chata, squeezing it out, there's no chiv chatas. Then you can make kvash m'shlokas, it's like the locha, like pickled things or stewed objects that come on the Siv Zayin, where it's not the natural juice of the thing. It's also been made according to this opinion. Limits is two to the mind the piv to also suck out the berries and the pomegranates with his mouth. I can eat sugar or the sugar canes. You could suck it out. Siv cut in your days. However, Ramah brought some say it's forbidden to suck out the grapes with your mouth. Okay, it's them and whatever, something like that. I knew that is a pulashad from Mala. Even these other things that we mentioned before, you wouldn't be able to suck it out with your mouth. Now, the time Yezu, the reason for this opinion, this real law, it holds. It's not any less than suckling from the animal. The Gamashabu Shina there, it's also aberration. Even so, the sage said it's forbidden. By Bel Rabbi Shakasa, the Zayz of Anovin, by Alves and Grip, she's Chodos Medereisa, which is squeezing his biblical. Anochel Hachman, Limpsa Tolbefit. The appropriate to be stringent from sucking out even with your mouth. So don't take a grape and suck out the juice. Kesvar Achena, like the later opinion. Shardvam, but by other things, one does not have to be stringent to take an orange and suck it out. Masab, it's logical that Philip says about Nafme Lachma. Really, other gifts have to be stringent. Rak, because you're derchi nikolavat. Only when it's like the way of suckling. Dainu shemitz isim, that you suck it out. Then you masimu tech piv, but you don't even put it into your mouth. Masimu tech piv, but if it's in your mouth, the mitz amashke, and you squeeze out the beverage, you mashle, and then you spit out the peel and the pit, the kulam derech machel, that would, according to him, that's just a way of eating, to measure be regarded that would be okay.
Be'alach in the maskel b'makam, Shenagu, he says, look at Mishpru Sivkan Ches, where he referenced this be'alacha, that we wrote a name of Morgan Abram, that specifically in a situation that if everyone would have, and they would, but if not, then we say batla daita. That is, even if in this place itself is, according to what he holds like the Taisus, which Dishur 11 brings. That even in a specific place, the custom is to do something and other places not to do that, then we take Batla Daitim to the other place. But if the reason why the other places don't do it is not because this is an abnormal custom, it's just because in other places it's just more expensive to do that, then we don't say that Batla Das, the people of this place, to other places. And they explain what it says in the Gemara Shabbos Kopim Dal Mabez that you know they squeeze pomegranates because in Beis Menashe by Menachem they would squeeze pomegranates. That's because they squeezed it for beverages because they had many pomegranates. And even though the other places they would do it had they had all the many pomegranates. And that's something Max Shekel says to be halacha. But the primary halacha of the Magen Avraham is not so clear. It's possible according to the conclusion that of Achshavinu that they're making it significant. You're giving it significance, then you don't have to have this. Also, even according to the Taisis. It says something when my father Max Tzachekel that he asked this, and he resolves this also a little bit. However, it's not necessarily the halacha, and specifically that the whole source of Magen Avraham is from the words of the Taisis. If someone looks in the Chiddush HaRashi and the Ritva on this regarding Arav Yasra, it's obvious that they don't hold like the words of Taisus, which the Dishu number 12 brings that from their words. It's obvious that you're not allowed to squeeze other fruits if there are some people that their custom is to squeeze, and even if it's not because that they have much of this fruits. And according to them, this is in the Brisa with the Masechta Shabbos, you're not allowed to squeeze pomegranates because the base of Nashman Nachman, they would squeeze it. That's not because even in other places they would do that if they had a lot of pomegranates, just like B'nai Menashe did that because they have a lot of pomegranates. No, you're not allowed to squeeze it because you're giving a significance of the fruits that's coming out because you want it. However, you don't say this only when you have at least a minority of people that do this, and therefore they bring that the B'nai Menashe, that they did it. You see that some people would do that. So says the B'alacha, according to this, and besides this, from the words of Rambam that writes, that the reason the pomegranates and the berries, since some people squeeze them out like olives and grapes, it sounds like for this reason itself, you can make it forbidden in all places. And that is, since you're giving it significance and you're squeezing it out for the purpose of the mashka, at least in this place that the custom is to squeeze it out, for sure one should not be late in all situations. And that's what sounds like from the Stimitz Ramah. And that, says the B'alacha, seems to me my humble understanding. And Dishus 13 brings that the Chaz Nish writes that the Ikka is like the opinion of the Magen Avraham, which the Bialacha is contesting. The Maskaldina Kedudim Rimayim, which was referenced in the Sharatzin Yud Beis. Now, regarding apples, sounds like in the Beis Yisib, it also has halacha like pomegranates because there are places that squeeze it out for the Jews. But from the Beis Agra, it sounds like that he holds that apples are like other pears. But his words over there are a little bit difficult to understand because the riot that it brings from the Beis Yisib to his words from the Gemara of Zerdaf Mem, which is brought over there, the Rebbe had a stomachache and they brought him apple juice of a non-Jew of 70 years and he drank it, he was healed. It's also brought over there that there was one non-Jew that had 300 barrels of apple juice, apple cider, that obviously we see that their custom was to squeeze out many apples and he picks pomegranates for sure. Apples, look what the Beis Yisib, that riot itself, the Vilagun brings the opposite, that they brings a proof that for medicinal purpose, not considered mashka, from the fact that they didn't mention apples regarding the Seschita, even though in their days they had apple cider for healing purposes, like the Gemara says, Nobody Zara. Sounds like that he holds that this apple cider was made only for refuah. What does he know how to say this? Maybe because it was good for medicinal purposes. So obviously that you would say that they did only for refuah. And so it says the Bir Lach is a big daichik pushing it to say that 300 barrels of wine were just for medicinal purposes. Sarkin, you have to look at this further. So it says the Bir Lach further. So to the Taz and Sipkan, hey, he holds that similar to other pears, which is not a problem at all. And the reason is because in our country, it's not heard that people make apple cider. And his intention is that we don't hear at our times that they should make apple cider in any place, because if they did it anywhere, then you see in the Beis Yisib that because of this would be forbidden in the whole world. And the Taz supports his words from the Beis Yisib. Look over there. No, that's associated with Klein Madchen, explained the words of Taz. Look at Prima Gadim. The Chayadim writes that currently the custom in the lands of Germany is to fill up barrels to the thousands of this beverage. And if in other countries they had also this amount of apples, like over there, they would also do the same beverage. And it's forbidden to squeeze it out and make apple juice. That's his words. Now, that's how it appears that one should not be lenient in our time, says the Be'al Lacha, because the custom is to squeeze them. As the Magen Avraham is machmer regarding pears, so to the Taz would agree that if he would seen this in his days, that it would be forbidden to squeeze out the apples. Some of the deer shoes, issue number 7, the reason why olives and grapes, you can't even suck it out, the Jews, explains to Prima Gadim that even in such a situation, the wine and the oil are not considered as a mashka. Even so, Chazal said it's forbidden to do this because of the appearance of the wrongdoing. That since most olives and grapes are squeezed out for the beverage, so if someone sees him squeezing, he's going to think he's squeezing out for the purpose of a mashka. Now, something like Mishabur over here, that only by olives and grapes, they made a decree not to squeeze out him in even such a situation. But by pomegranates and berries, they were not kosher. On the other hand, regarding squeezing out a beverage into a plate with the intention of spilling it out afterwards into a dish, Sharatzi and Leiran Sivkot Chavgimel brings the name of the Prima Gadim that even by berries and pomegranates, we're forbidden to do this because Maras Ayin, Prima Gadim explains over there that even though the Issa to squeeze pomegranates and berries only in Rabbanan, it's Rabbanan, they should not make a gezer because of Maras Ayin. However, Kulachav gezer is all one gezer. In other words, when they made a decree not to squeeze berries and pomegranates, they made a decree that the prohibition of squeezing them out should be like the prohibition of squeezing out olives and grapes. And including this is also the ways that it's forbidden to squeeze out olives and grapes because of Maras Ayin. So this was actually not to suck it out. This was regarding squeezing it on the plate to dip food inside of it. That we said that'll be permitted because that's not considered a mashka. But that's what we said. That's going to be forbidden in such a situation. Dish number 10. If you make a bracha on sugar shahakol, the Be'alacha writes in Reish Bey, his name of the Kesem Mishnah, that in Egypt, where they have a lot of these sugar canes, which they suck it out by mouth, and therefore according to him you make the bracha on sugar shahakal. But Allah writes about that. However, we're not discussing these canes like something that's meant to be sucked out, because you don't consider this that many thousands suck out the canes, and so you make a bracha on the sugar cane shahakal. That's for a different reason.